I bring you greetings from DTS Houston.
大家谢谢你，谢谢给我这个机会来跟你们分享福音。我们向从 DTS 向你们问好。
We start classes tomorrow, and we're expecting a very exciting new enrollment from our students.
学期明天开始，我们现在非常兴奋，一定有很多的学生来在我们当中学习。
And the last time I was with you, I invited you to go online at www.dts.edu and try out one of our free online classes.
我们的我们也有很多的这个是免费的课程是在用那个 online 在学习。我邀请你们在这个上我们的网站去看。
I actually was up in Michigan earlier this summer and invited people to do the same thing.
其实我前几个月在 Michigan 也是这样邀请当地的人来这样做。
And one of our friends came up to me and said she was really interested, but she thought free really didn't mean free.
有一个我们当中有一个朋友，他很有兴趣，但是他不以为这个免费真的是免费的。
She said there's got to be a catch.
这一定是有一个什么因素。
I said, no, honestly, free means free. There's no catch.
但是Dr. Fong 提醒他是真的免费就是免费，没有什么别的要求。
So she said, well, how many people have taken the class so far?
I'm sorry?
How many people have taken the class?
他就问那到底现在有多少人已经上过这个课呢？
The last time I was with you, I think I told you that there were over 100,000 people who had taken the class.
所以我上一周检查的时候大概有10,000多人已经上过这个课。
Now I'm thrilled to tell you that there are over 250,000 people who've taken the class.
所以现在应该是250,000人已经上过这个 online 的免费课程。
So I'd love for all of you to sign up for a class as well.
所以我鼓励你们能够这个争取这个机会，让上网去查看我们的免费的课。
And it really is free.
真的是免费的。
During World War II, the United Kingdom had a real big problem.
在第二次世界大战的时候，这个英国他们有一个很大的问题。
They didn't have much money and they didn't have much natural resources.
英国没有什么太多的钱，经费也没有太多的资源。
But Adolf Hitler was marching across Europe and the threat to Great Britain was very severe.
但是这个希特勒的这个威胁是很真实的。
So they decided to design a new lightweight bomber.
所以他们就决定要设计一个双引擎的战斗机。
So instead of using up all their steel and aluminum, they built these bombers out of wood.
所以呢，为了不要想要用掉所有的铁跟那个把用掉这些的资源，他们决定用木头来做这个飞机。
There were two propellers on the bomber.
每一个飞机上面有两个引擎。
And instead of designing something new and efficient, they used old piston-run engines.
所以呢，为了也不想要再花太多时间来设计，他们用旧的设计。
They were cheap to make, fast to fly, but very unreliable.
他们这个飞机飞得很快，很便宜制造，但是非常不可靠。
But it only took two people on the crew to fly it.
但是每一个飞机要有两个人在上面。
On one of the bombing runs, one of the crews had some troubles.
在这个一个投炸弹的这个飞行当中，他们有这个问题。
When they flew over Berlin and dropped their bomb, some of the anti-aircraft guns shot out one of their engines.
他们在飞过 Berlin 的时候，有一个引擎被摧毁了。
So they tried to make their way home over the English Channel.
所以他们就要把那个飞机赶快飞回来。他们在飞翔在英吉利海峡的时候。
The pilot and the bombardier navigator looked out the window and they noticed that the last engine they had was now on fire.
那个飞行员在看那个窗户那边左边的时候，看到另外一个就是唯一的引擎也在着火。
So the very brave pilot tied a rope around his waist.
所以这个飞行员他很勇敢，他拿了一根绳子。
He handed the other end to his bombardier navigator.
他把一端放在那个飞机上面，另一端放在他身上。
The pilot crawled out on the wing with a handheld fire extinguisher.
他就这样子爬出他的这个飞行这个地方，然后就这样走在拿了一个灭火器，手拿了一个灭火器。
The plane was almost going 300 miles an hour.
这个飞机那时候的速度大概是300英里一个小时。
But he made it out to the engine and he put the fire out.
所以他走到那个引擎那里，把火扑灭了。
He crawled back on the plane and landed it safely in England.
然后他返回来走到在飞机里面能够飞回到安全的飞到回国英国。
The government heard about the story.
那个国防部听到他的这个故事。
They had a big ceremony.
他们有一个很大的一个典礼。
And Winston Churchill, the Prime Minister, was there.
那个首相丘吉尔也在那儿。
Along with many of the high-level officials from the government.
连很多英国的很高级的政府人员。
They told on national radio the story of the bravery of this pilot.
并且在这个全国的广播中在宣讲他的这个事迹。
Then they put the microphone in front of the pilot and said, wouldn't you like to say something to the prime minister and to the nation?
那然后呢他们就把这个麦克风给这个飞行员说你要不要说几句话跟在这个飞这个首相当中跟全英国的人说几句话。
The pilot was only 20 years old.
这个飞行员只有20岁。
Terrified with all the people who are famous who are around him.
他 很紧张很害怕这么多人在他的旁边。
Realizing that millions were listening on the radio.
他明白很多人而且尤其看不见的在这个 radio 上面听他。
Stage fright set in.
他就很怯场。
He had nothing to say.
什么话都讲不出来。
Standing there with sweat pouring down his face.
在那边汗一直不停地流。
Shaking like a leaf.
一直在发抖。
After an uncomfortable amount of time,
大概这样子过了一段时间。
Winston Churchill stepped up to fill the void.
那这个首相呢，站起来，他打圆场。
He looked at that young 20-year-old hero.
他看着这个一个二十岁的英雄。
And he said to him,
他跟他说
odd to be in my presence, your prime minister, are you?
你是不是因为跟这个首相站在一起，心里很敬畏吗？
Pilot just nodded his head, yes.
那个飞行员就一直的点头。
Overwhelmed to be before the entire kingdom, having a chance to say a word to them, are you?
是不是？而且呢，你要有这个机会跟全英国人说几句话，是不是有点很紧张？
Pilot nodded his head.
那飞行员也是一直点头。
Then Winston Churchill said something that many people have never ever heard of.
那这个时候，这个首相说了一句话，从来没有人听他说这样话的。
And he said to that 20-year-old terrified young pilot.
他对着那个二十岁的这个飞行员很害怕极了。这飞行员说
，Now you will know just a little bit.
那你现在能够稍稍的体会
how I feel.
我的心情是什么样
？Now that I have met you.
因为我已经认识你。
You are a hero for our nation.
你是我们全英国的英雄。
I am awed to be in your presence.
我站在你的前面，我心存敬畏。
That incredible amount of humility from the great Winston Churchill is an amazing story.
这个故事是讲到这个首相他心存谦卑。
He was a man who was famous around the world for his ability to use language.
他是很著名的，他是在能够用语言来表达，非常有名的。
But people forget how humble he was with those great gifts.
但是呢，人常常忘记，他虽然有这么多的恩赐，还是一个心存谦卑的人。
One time he was about ready to enter a very large room just filled with people, standing room only.
有一次呢，他进去演讲到一个地方，这个是挤的人挤的水泄不通。
They had gathered to listen for a speech delivered by the great Winston Churchill.
他们这些人挤在那里，站在那里，他们是想期待这个首相跟他们的一个演讲。
Just before he entered the room, one of his staff people asked him a question.
在这个首相进去房间以前，他的手下问他这么一句话。
Aren't you encouraged to know that all these people came to hear you speak?
你会不会觉得很兴奋？这么多的人来到这里面，为了要听你演讲。
To which Winston Churchill responded.
那首相这么回答。
Yes, of course, I'm encouraged.
是蛮受鼓励的。
But I never let it get to my head.
但是我不让这个不让这个放在我心上。
Because I know one thing else is true.
但因为我知道另外一个事实。
If I was coming into this room to be hanged,
如果我今天是来到这个房间被吊死
twice as many people would have come.
人群将会增加两倍。
There is a humility and a reality that the great Winston Churchill had that could be a lesson for all of us today.
所以这个很伟大的这个首相 Winston Churchill, 他的谦卑的是一个很给我们一个很多学习的功课。
Humility is a rare virtue for most human beings.
谦卑是一个很非常稀有的一个性质。
Our society teaches us to be aggressive about ourselves.
我们的社会教导我们，我们要有要自己要努力。
We are told to elevate ourselves, that people should know our name.
我们是被教导，我们要提高我们自己，所以别人能够认识我们。
And we should use our skills so that other people will respect us.
我们应该用我们的恩赐，所以别人能够尊敬我。
But once we have a relationship with Jesus Christ, everything changes.
但是自从我们与耶稣基督有这个连接的时候，我们的全部人生都改变了。
For our Lord and Savior elevates the virtue of humility.
因为我们的主耶稣基督，他提高这个谦卑的这个个性品质。
Not lifting ourselves up.
不高举自己。
Letting others do that for us.
让别人为我们这样做。
And never taking credit anyway.
从来不要去拿这个得到这个 credit.
Because we believe so strongly that it's God who does His work through us.
因为我们深信是神借着我们来做所有的事情。
Once a young man worked very hard at his job.
有一个年轻人，他在一个公司里。
So much so that he was the youngest person ever to be given the title of vice president.
他在这边工作很努力，所以他是一个最年轻的人被晋升成副总裁。
With that new title, it went to his head.
这个新的晋升，他高兴得意极了。
He began to brag about it.
他就开始向人吹嘘。
Told all the relatives.
跟所有的亲戚说。
Told all the neighbors.
跟所有的邻居说。
Told all his friends.
跟他所有的朋友说。
So much so that his wife was very embarrassed.
一直到他的太太简直有一点难为情。
Finally, she said to him, "Being vice president, it's not that big a deal."
最后，他的妻子跟他说。晋升总副总裁不是什么大不了的事情。
Everybody gets called vice president.
现在每个人都是副总裁。
They even have a vice president of peas down at the local market.
甚至那个街下面那个超市长都有一个豌豆部门的副总裁。
Her husband was very deflated.
那这个先生有点泄气。
He was embarrassed and discouraged.
他有点被击败。
Then he thought to himself.
那他就想自己对自己这么说。
Surely his wife must be exaggerating.
真的，我的太太大概是有点夸张吧。
So he picked up the telephone.
所以他拿起电话。
Called the local market.
打电话给当地的超级市场。
And when the voice on the other end answered.
当对面回答的时候。
He said, "I'd like to speak to the vice president of peas."
那个年轻的人说，我想和豌豆部门的副总裁说话。
The person on the other end of the line answered without any hesitation.
那对方他就这样一点都不怀疑的这样回答。
Would that be fresh or frozen?
您是找新鲜豌豆部门呢，还是冷冻的豌豆部门
？No big deal.
没什么大不了的。
Humility is more important than self-promotion.
谦卑是对自己这样子升高是很重要的。
Well, what does the Bible have to say all about this?
圣经怎么说呢？
A message about humility for us all.
是一个谦卑的功课，让我们大家都可以学习的。
Especially for us Christians in the church.
尤其是我们基督徒在教会里的。
Let's find out together.
让我们一起来查考。
You turn with me in your Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 5.
请将圣经翻到彼得前书第一章第五节。
Beginning in verse
第五章
First Peter 5:5.
第五章五到七节，彼得前书。
Young men, in the same way, be submissive to those who are older. All of you, clothe yourselves with humility toward one another, because God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that He may lift you up in due time.Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you.
同样，你们年轻的当服从年长的，每个人当彼此以谦卑束腰，因为神抵挡骄傲的人，赐恩典给谦卑的人。所以，你们当在神大能的手下 降杯，好让他在锁定的时候高举你们。你们要把一切忧虑都卸给神，因为他顾念你们。
The first verse of our study today gives to us a sentence that should make us very curious.
第一，这我们今天要念的经文，这个第一个经节很让我们好奇。
Peter identifies his audience in this paragraph.
这个彼得他就是这样子能够说明他的观众是谁。
He says young men.
他说是你们年轻的。
Then he tells them a specific instruction.
然后他给他们一个非常明确的一个指示。
In the same way, be submissive to those who are older.
这样子，同样你们年轻的当服从年长的。
So if you are here and you're a young man, you should pay attention to this.
所以呢，如果我们当中有年轻人的话，你应该有特别注意这一节经文。
And for the rest, if you're not a young man, you still ought to ask yourself, I wonder where I fit in on this instruction.
那如果你不是一个年轻人的话，你会也许心里在纳闷，那我在这个经节当中是在哪里呢？
Well, in Peter's writing, he tells us that there's a greater audience that he's actually addressing.
所以可是那个彼得他在这边是讲到一个很更大的一个观众。
He tells the young men to pay attention to those who are older.
他只是这个年轻的要对这个年长的要注意。
And be submissive to the way they live their lives.
要顺服他们的生活。
So it's amazing, the context is very important to this instruction.
所以他这个经文是很对我们很有益的。
So let's look back at the first four verses to figure out what Peter is saying.
所以让我们再看回去前面的四节。
To the elders among you, I appeal as a fellow elder, a witness of Christ's sufferings, and one who also will share in the glory to be revealed. Be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, serving as overseers, not because you must, but because you are willing, as God wants you to be.Not greedy for money, but eager to serve, not lording it over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away.
所以我们要看回到前面的四节，就是彼得前书第五章一到四节，这里说，我这同作长老，也是为基督受苦做见证。又是同享将来所要显现的荣耀的，劝你们当中做长老的，务要牧养在你们中间的神的羊群，按着神的旨意照顾他们，不是出于勉强，而是出于甘心；不是因为贪财，而是出于热忱；也不是要辖制托付你们的羊群，而是做他们的榜样。到了牧长显现的时候，你们必定得着那永不衰残的荣耀冠冕。
Very important to realize that the older men in Peter's audience become the focus of the instruction first.
所以很明显的，这边我们知道这个长老，年长的是这个经文的主要的观众。
I'm not going to have the men who think they're older men raise their hands.
我不是要大家这个年长的把手举起来。
But I think all of us in this room should start to think about four or five men that should be in that category that are here at the church.
但是我知道我们当中有至少有四五位是这样子的年龄。
Peter gives these older men not just because of their age, but because of their influence.
所以这个彼得这边呢，给他们这样子的指示，不是因为他们的年纪，而是因为他们的影响力。
It's not about chronological years.
不是一个那个年幼的长秩序。
It's about spiritual influence.
而是关于属灵上面的影响。
Those who are good examples of what a mature Christian ought to be.
这是一个有成熟的基督徒的应该的榜样。
And to this group of men, Peter gives them a specific charge.
是对这些的人，这个彼得有这样子的劝勉。
He tells them, be shepherds of the flock that God has put under your care.
他是这样嘱咐他们，务必要牧养在你们中间神的羊群。
He's not talking about administrative decisions.
他这个不是要讲到一个行政方面的一个决定。
He's talking about personal care and interest in their lives.
他是讲到这个 亲自的这种民一个关系来照顾他们，牧养他们。
It's not about being a leader.
这不是在变做成一个领袖。
It's about serving the lives of the people in the congregation.
而是服侍会众当中的人。
He says, "Do this as an overseer."
他是这样对这个做牧养的人说。
That means overwatch.
但是他这样子是表示他们是管他们的。
It's not about being popular.
不是，这不是关于是能够有名。
But it's someone who watches the environment for any kind of dangers that might be around.
而是这样子的来关心他们。
And he says very clearly.
他这样说得非常清楚。
Don't do it because you must.
不是因为你一定要做。
Do it because you are willing.
不是因为勉强，而是出于甘心。
Not like a little boy who says, "Okay, I'll eat my oatmeal."
不像一个小孩子的样子，实在被逼得不得已。好吧，那我就吃我的麦片。
No bad attitude allowed.
没不准这个不好的态度是不允许的。
Just the opposite.
而是正好相反的。
Strong desire to delight in serving others. That should be the heart of a good shepherd.
这是一个很强烈的一个心，想要去服侍你的羊群，这个才是一个这个长一个年长长老的一个态度。
And everything wraps itself up in the words that he uses here toward the end of that first paragraph.
然后这边有一个结论，在这个后面。
Not greedy for money.
不是因为贪财。
Not just about dollars.
不是因为有赚钱有利润。
There's two kinds of leadership anywhere in the world.
在这世界上有两种的领袖。
There's reward-based leadership.
有那种因为为了得取这种奖。
People lead because they get something back.
很多的人领袖，他们领导是因为他们能得到什么东西，回报。
The second kind of leadership is servant leadership.
另外一种领导是为了服侍。
The first one.
第一种。
Reward-based leadership.
这种有奖品制的。
I do what's necessary because I gain something, whether it's money, reputation, or regard.
他们所做的是因为他们能够得到什么回报，不论是钱或者是名利。
Nothing like that exists in the Bible.
这个完全不是圣经上面所教导的。
Do not serve because you get something in return.
不要服侍，因为你能够得到什么回报。
That is nothing that God wants to happen in the body of Christ.
这不是神的心意在这个一个教会里。
Instead, servant leadership.
反而要是有服侍的这个领袖。
Total satisfaction because someone else is blessed by me serving them.
完全的是因为他们的服侍能够使别人得到祝福。
Find those kinds of older men, and those are the ones you follow.
所以呢，我当中我们要找到这样子的人，然后我们要跟随他们。
Spiritual leadership like that sets an example for everyone in the body of Christ.
这样子的属灵领袖是好，我们的好榜样，在神的教会里。
If you are a younger Christian, male or female, are you following somebody else who lives the Christian life like it ought to be lived?
所以你是一个刚刚信主的。不论是男的还是女的，你要找这样子的领袖来跟随。
Once there was a young pilot.
我们以前有一个很年轻的一个飞行员。
And the company that he worked for, they always assigned the co-pilot to a senior captain.
在他们这个航空公司当中，他们有一个政策，每一次都是年幼的，也比较年轻的一个飞行员跟一个年长的飞行员一起搭配。
And for a long time, the captain would teach the co-pilot how to do everything necessary to represent the company well.
经过很长的时间，这个年长的这个飞行员都会教导这个年轻的飞行员怎么样来在这个公司，这个飞行公司里面做一个好的榜样。
Not only to do the things necessary to fly the plane, but also to treat the customers who would buy tickets to fly with the company.
不单你是要有一个做很好的一个飞行，这个技术上的飞行，而且也是要很尊敬他们的客人、顾客。
And it didn't matter if the flight was smooth or rough.
不管这个飞行期间，这个是很没有问题的，或者是有问题的。
At the end of every flight, the captain would step out of the cabin to greet and thank all of the passengers who flew.
所以每次在这个飞到达着陆的时候，这个飞行员都要站在门口。
The captain told the young co-pilot, "Now, if you have a good flight, that's easy."
那个长年长的跟年轻的说，那如果你有很好的一个飞行的话，那是这个做这个工作很容易的。
But if it's a rough flight, it's a lot more difficult.
但是如果是一个很颠簸的一个飞行的话，这个站在那边就不大好受了。
Be humble enough to take the bad with the good.
但是呢，他鼓励他，不论是怎么样的好还是坏，他有一个谦卑的态度站在那里。
So when that young co-pilot became a captain, he remembered all these lessons.
所以当这个年轻的这个飞行员变成他自己是一个正式的飞行员的时候，他还记得这些。
And on one of the first flights where he was a captain, it was a terrible flight.
那是他第一个飞行员他自己飞的时候，这是一个很不好的一个飞长很航程。
It's one of those really bad flights where it's so rough they don't even let the attendants get up and serve you any refreshments.
这个飞行的时候，航程的时候，这个天气太不好了，连那个服务人员都不能够站起来做他们该做的事儿。
Periodically through the flight, someone would scream because of the way the plane was jostling about in the air.
偶尔的时候，在这个航行的时候，他们有的人还会尖叫，因为这个航程太颠簸了。
They'd hit those air pockets and they'd suddenly drop 500 feet in a couple seconds.
有几次那个氧气筒都掉下来了。
People would scream and holler.
很多乘客都不停，有的时候在尖叫。
When the plane came in for a landing, it wasn't any better.
那飞机着陆的时候也不是很好。
Wind shear threw the plane to the left, threw it to the right, it went yaw left, yaw right.
风把那个飞机吹的左跟右。
And finally, when it got to the tarmac, bam, it hit pretty hard.
那最后终于到这个 terminal 的时候，这个停很。
Bounced up in the air and bam, down again it went.
又是反正是非常粗糙的一个停。
People were screaming left and right.
所有的乘客很多人又是在叫。
Finally, the plane came to a stop right where it was supposed to be at the gate.
最后终于这个飞行这个航空这个飞机停下来了。
And the very young captain knew his lessons well.
这个年轻的这个飞行员他记得他的功课。
He got out of his seat and went out of the cabin to greet and thank all the passengers.
他站起来，站在门口，准备要去迎接致谢这些乘客。
No one said a thing to him.
没有人跟他说任何一句话。
No one even looked him in the eye, but they all looked down at the ground and walked off the plane.
每个人都这样低着头，这样走出去。
Until the last passenger started to make her way up toward the front.
直到有一个最后一位乘客慢慢的往前走。
She was an elderly woman with a cane. As she walked up toward the front, she locked eyes onto the captain and never let that gaze go.
她是一个老太太，带着一个拐杖走到前面，她眼睛看着这个飞行员。
When she finally got nose to nose with the captain, she asked a question.
当她面对面碰到这个飞行员，她说她问他一个问题。
I'd like to ask you something, she.
我想问你一个问题，可以吗
？Sure, he smiled with a big grin.
飞行员很大的一个微笑说：“当然。
”She said, "Did we land or were we shot down?"
我们到底刚才是降落了还是被击落了？
And the captain remembered his lesson so well.
这个年轻的这个飞行员还记得他的功课。
From a very good captain who taught him to be humble.
有一个，那是那个他那个好的年长的飞行员教他的。
You knew that the passengers were safe from beginning to end.
你保守他们能够从安全的到达。
There was no danger anywhere along the way, but you knew what they did not know.
你知道，你虽然这些乘客不知道，但是你知道他们经过了什么。
And he learned that lesson of humility from this great captain who flew for so many years.
他从这个年长的这个飞行员学到一个谦卑的功课。
So for all who are younger,
说我们当中年轻的
who want to make their Christian life count for something,
如果你要为你的基督徒的生命能够有价值
attach yourself to those who are older who know the way.
要跟随一个年长的，他们是成熟的基督徒。
Follow those who live a good example for you.
跟随那些他们有活出一个好榜样的。
Peter goes on from here and he gives us some more instruction that's very helpful.
接下来彼得给我们其他的指示。
He begins in the middle of verse 5.
在第五节的当中。
All of you clothe yourselves with humility toward one another.
每个人当彼此以谦卑束腰。
Did you notice that he changed his audience right away?
你们怎么注意到他现在那个观众改了？
He's no longer just talking to the young men.
他现在不光只是跟年轻的人说话。
He's talking to anyone who's reading this letter.
他是在跟所有的人说话。
So when he says all of you, it means anyone who's going to read this epistle.
因为他在这边讲每个人，他就讲每一个人。
So since we've all read it together, we're included in Peter's instruction.
所以当我们现在在一起的时候，我们也是在他这个指示之下。
So he tells us to clothe ourselves with humility.
所以他在这边讲，每个人当彼此以谦卑束腰。
Every one of us.
每一个人，我们当中每一个人。
This is not a fashion statement.
这不是一个好像一个时装的一个东西。
These are not designer clothes.
这不是这个名家设计的衣服。
In fact, the language he says here is very interesting.
他这边所用的语言是非常有趣的。
For when he says, clothe yourselves, it's the garment that slaves put around their waist.
他这边讲的这个布呢，这个衣服呢，是其实是奴隶的一种围裙。
It wasn't a fancy belt.
不是一个很特别的一个。
It was just a garment that was twisted and wrapped around like a cord.
只是一个布这样子转变成，然后放在他的腰旁边，腰上。
And from that belt, they would hang all the things they needed to serve those that they were assigned to serve.
所以这个腰带呢，那些奴隶他们会放，把他们需要的工具都吊在上面，所以他们能够服侍。
And so when we read this, we know that the one tool that God wants us to pay attention to hang on our belt is humility.
所以大家我们可以同样的来想，就是神要我们是用这个谦卑做一个这种腰带，所以我们能够在其他的美德上面我们能够有平衡。
Taking a very low position with others that we engage in the family of God.
就是想到我们是一个很低微的一个位置来服侍其他的人。
And we are motivated because of this particular Old Testament quotation that Peter uses.
我们很被鼓励是因为这边他讲到这个旧约的一个经节。
Why in the world would I want to dress like a humble servant?
为什么我要穿起来像一个奴隶一样呢？
Because God opposes the proud.
因为神抵挡骄傲的人。
If pride gets in the way of me serving others, God is going to oppose that attitude.
骄傲使我们不能够真正的来服侍别人，神不喜欢骄傲。
The language here is incredibly powerful. The language is very powerful.
这边的语言是非常非常强烈的。
When it says God opposes, pay attention to the meaning.
当我们提到神抵挡骄傲。
It means to array an army against an enemy.
这边这个抵挡是像准备一个上战要去打仗一样。
God arrays his armies against those who are proud.
上帝的军队来与你那骄傲的人为敌。
I don't think any of us in our right mind would ever want to stand fighting God's army.
我想我们当中没有一个人愿意跟神作敌。
But those who live a life of pride, that's what they are up against.
所以当我们有一个骄傲的心的时候，那个就是我们的光景，我们在跟神的军队为敌。
In contrast to that, in verse 6, we have what God wants us to do.
相反呢，我们在这个第六节的时候，有神要我们做的。
Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand.
所以你们当在神大能的手下降卑。
Now, don't make any mistake about the grammar here.
他这边没有在这个文法上面没有做错。
God doesn't say do this yourself.
这边神没有说你自己这样做。
This is what's called a passive voice.
这个是讲到是被动性的。
It means we allow this to happen to us by another force or influence.
这边是讲到我们允许别人向我们这样做。
That's where the example of a godly, mature Christian leader comes in.
这边就是这个刚才我们讲到那个成熟的基督徒他们的榜样。
For all of us who are younger, and notice I put myself intentionally in the younger bracket.
你们刚才有没有注意到，我自己特意把我自己放在年轻的那种那一类人。
We need older, mature Christians who have that privilege to speak into our life should we ever act out of pride.
所以我们当中需要那些成熟的基督徒来对我们说话，当我们做错的时候。
Let God do the lifting up.
但是神在他锁定的时候高举。
Don't be dishonest and try to gain that on our own.
但是我们不要欺骗自己，我们自己不能够做的。
That kind of basic honesty of our limitations is critical for spiritual living.
这样子的诚实是很一个很必备的一种条件，做一个很好的基督徒的生活。
Are you honest with your Christian life?
你是不是跟你在你的基督徒的生命上，你对你自己的基督徒生命上有真实呢？来面对。
Know where you need help.
你知不知道你自己哪一些方面需要帮助？
Are you willing to put yourself under the example and leadership of a mature Christian leader?
你愿不愿意把自己来放在一个也成熟的基督徒的榜样下来学习？
Just be honest with your limitations.
你要对自己的不足能够诚实。
And watch the good things that will happen.
所以这样子的话，你可以让看到真正神的美好。
There was a terrific grass fire in the Midwest of the United States.
在这个中西部草原上有一个大的草火在烧。
An electrical storm with lightning that hit the dry grass sent the entire field into a blaze.
那个闪电打闪着火，那个很干的草。
One fire engine group came out from a town. They tried to fight the fire, but they knew it was too big for them alone.
当一级警报响的时候，那些消防队来，但是他们觉得没办法。
They sent out a second alarm, so another fire truck from another town would come out and try to help them.
所以他们响了第二级的警报，所以别的地方的消防队来帮忙。
But the two fire captains realized it was still way too big for the two of them, so they sent out a third alarm, and a third fire truck from another town came out to try to help.
所以一级两级的他们那些队长，他们都觉得这个还是没有办法，所以他们最后把三级的警报弄出去。
The three fire captains realized this was bigger than what they can handle alone, so they sent out a fourth alarm.
结果就是三级警报，所有三个队的也是没有办法，结果他们还是送出第四级的求救。
The first three alarms went out to fire engines that were brand new, professionally trained firefighters on each one of those engines.
这前面三级的这种回应的这种消防队，他们都是职业的，他们都非常，他们的火车什么都很好。
But the last fire engine, the fourth one, was an old rickety fire engine, years and years and years old. No one was a professional firefighter.
但是这个回应第四级的这个消防队，这些都是退休的这些人，他们的东西都很破烂，那个救火车也是非常不好。
All the firefighters on that old rickety truck, they were all older retired men who were just having a great time being together.
所以这些第四个这个消防队，他们大部分都是退休的，他们也没有很完整的装备，救火车也是非常破烂。
So when the alarm came to them, they were bumping into each other, trying to find their equipment, trying to figure out what to do. They finally got on that old truck, hanging on for dear life as they headed out for the fire.
所以当那个火警进来的时候，他们大家都在那忙手忙脚乱，最后终于上了消防车。
One of the other captains saw that old truck coming down the road, so he stepped out to show them where they should go to try to help.
所以他们就这样匆匆忙忙的这样开过来到火灾区。那有一个第一级的那个消防长，他看到就想要告诉他去哪里。
He tried to wave them down and give them directions, but the truck wasn't slowing down one bit.
所以他想要把那个叫跟他招手叫他们停下来，所以他可以给他们指示。
He waved his hands frantically, but finally he had to jump out of the way at the last minute to save his life from being run over.
所以他一直在跟那个第四个队的招手，但是到最后他没办法，只有跑到旁边去，不然他被撞到。
That old rickety truck drove right past the other three engines, crossed the fire line right into the middle of the fire at a distance from shouting.
所以最后那个第四个消防车呢就是这样冲过来就一直冲到那个火灾中间。
All those men jumped off the fire truck and with shovels and rakes and hoses, they did their best to fight the fire.
那些退休的救火员他们就下车来用这个铲子啊用水管啊做他们尽他们的力来帮忙。
And amazingly enough, that was the little bit of extra help they needed to contain the fire and everyone was thrilled.
结果呢真正的他们是帮上忙了他们因为他们的来到真能克服火力的一个很重要的一个关键。
The story of these brave volunteer firefighters went all over the state news.
所以这些退休的消防员他们所做的大部分都广传当地。
The governor decided to have a great ceremony and give these men wonderful medals and a wonderful financial check for their great bravery.
所以州长就做了一个很大的典礼邀请这些退休的消防队来给他们表扬他们也给他们奖金。
So in front of all the news cameras and all the speeches and all the bands playing, they honored these volunteer firefighters.
所以在这个仪式上面，他们讲了很多的演讲，有很多的乐队，反正让他们真的是感到真正的是非常感谢他们。
The governor had one of those great big checks, and he handed this check with a lot of money on it to the volunteer firefighters, their captain.
州长最后再给他们这个队长一张很大的一个支票，是一个金额不少的一个支票。
The old captain was amazed when he saw how much the money was in that check.
这个队长看到这张支票上面多少的钱数，他很惊讶。
So the governor asked the captain.
所以这个州长问这个队长说。
What are you going to do with all this money?
你要做这个这么多钱，你要干什么？用来做什么呢？
That old volunteer fire captain just said with the biggest piece of honesty he could.
那这个队长就是那时候很诚实的这样子说。
The first thing I'm going to do is get the brakes on that old truck of ours fixed.
第一要做的是修理我们卡车上消防车上面的刹车。
There is something about basic honesty that comes from those who are older, wiser, and more experienced.
我们当中有成熟、有智慧的，他们的真实真的是很宝贵。
Aren't you excited the possibilities of learning that kind of wisdom from those who are older?
你会不会很兴奋？如果你能够跟随这样子一个有成熟的一个基督徒
，Those who are older.Model the virtue of humility.
那些有智慧成熟的基督徒，他们做一个很好的榜样。
Let's learn from them.
让我们向他们学习。
They are our example.
他是我们的榜样。
They are the ones who are honest.
他们是真实的。
Let's pick up their wisdom.
让我们学习他们的智慧。
Embrace the virtue of humility.
能够这样子。学习能够谦卑
so that we can be effective leaders like they have been in our lives.
所以我们都能够成为有效的领袖在我们的生命当中
Let's pray.
那我们一起祷告
Thank you, Father, for this wonderful passage of Scripture. We are blessed to have this instruction in our life. And I ask you to watch over the lives of all those here that they might find someone older who could be that kind of wonderful, honest example to them. Bless them, Father, in Jesus' name.